الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Ramadan Mubarak is drawing to a close now and because of the restrictions of the government, all the restrictions, otherwise all of us should think perhaps we should have booked a holiday already by now after Ramadan. We should have made some other plans already by now. Now, because of the government regulations, we can't go. But we should look at Allah's regulations at all times. The government regulations are just outwardly temporary, but Allah's regulations are all the time. And then not only the holiday, everything else also. Now, for the Eid preparation, we know also, unfortunately, and this we are speaking to those of our friends for our own benefit, those of our friends who are more closer to deen, like what we regard as, who have got fikr of deen. Otherwise, there are many, many people who are not listening to the programs also, to any programs also. MashaAllah, Allah reward the ulama. How many programs, various places, so many programs they are doing. But those who have an interest, those who have got concern, they are listening. Otherwise, many, many people, the majority of the people in all the countries of the world, the ulama are making great efforts. But many of the people, majority of the people are not listening. So who we are addressing are those of us who feel that we are close to deen, we want deen, we want to improve ourselves. So we should think, and these certain complaints that come, mothers complain of the daughters, etc., parents complain of the children, etc., all these type of things, keeping all that in mind for the Eid preparation, the clothes that we buy. Many people who are now, so to say, like close to deen. But when the daughter buys some outfit, some dressing, the parents are shocked. Where did that come? It came from friends. It comes from the internet, all the things that we are seeing, who we are mixing with, etc. So even the parents then, mother complains also that my daughter bought this kind of clothes, that kind of clothes, etc. And even haircuts, even girls going for haircuts. Now, the other people who we say, Allah knows who is close to Him, who is far from Him. But other people, if they do those things, we can understand. But those people who are like supposed to be in deen, close to deen, and we're going for this type of haircuts, etc. We're going for all this type of clothing, all this. And then the Eid preparation, generally, all of us are such that now towards, especially the women folk, and because the men want it. So they start with all their baking. No problem for Eid's happiness, and that preparation is done. But to give up so much of our ibadat, and that preparation of Eid is also ibadat, but the preferred ibadat is Allah's ibadat. So if we also as men, we also are prepared to accept more simplicity. And that also we should consider now with all these restrictions. Perhaps Allah guide us, help us, that soon many of us will understand that our lifestyle of the past, what a lavish lifestyle. Now with the restrictions and with all types of things, how many people are giving up already on so many things? They can't just afford it. It's just not possible anymore. And what type of a lifestyle we were leading, we will be sorry for it ourselves. And now we will, so to say, forced to live this lifestyle, a lifestyle of simplicity. But so all the preparations for Eid also, though it is on its place, there is the happiness of Eid. But that also we are taught. It's mentioned in the riwayat that beautify your Eid with Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, with the tasbihat. and this benefits us tremendously. But our minds are in such a way that on Eid day, hopefully it isn't there, but previously the Zulek used to be so frequented, and it was a parade, fashion parade, of all the girls doing a fashion parade in front of all the boys, etc., and all that type of lifestyle. Long before that, perhaps, then tickets used to be booked at the cinemas for Eid day. So Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, and this is how we show our appreciation, that on Eid day we go overboard. And as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, Allah give us all tawfiq, that he says that the night of Eid is also a night of ibadat, and that night also should be spent in ibadat. But those who perhaps we regard ourselves, or people regard us as very pious, but we consider our own condition on Eid's night. How many places then the family already gets together on Eid's night, and so many of our normal ma'amulat which you are doing, that also all is just left out. And so there's all this preparation, so all these other things we get involved in, and we are supposed Eid's night, at least we still maintain our Isha with Jamaat, Alhamdulillah, hopefully that is there, our Fajr with Jamaat, those things, basic things we should try and maintain, try and still get up. Whole month we were getting up for Tahajjud, now on Eid's night it shouldn't be that we miss out our Tahajjud. And in fact, this habit that Allah gives us in the month of Ramadan, we should try and perpetuate it, let it carry on, and by next Ramadan we should have been strong on it, and then we increase by next Ramadan again. So all that the Buzurgani Deen, there were those Buzurgs, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth righteous Khalifa, on the night of Eid, when everyone is busy with merry making, he was crying to Allah Ta'ala, crying for that we didn't spend our Ramadan properly, and also in the yearning and longing for the next Ramadan already. Allah also give us, as we all know, it is a famous riwayat, that if my ummah knew what the month of Ramadan was, what it is, what the value of it is, then they should wish the whole year was Ramadan. Allah make it that it dawns upon us. Now one more day we got, we should also check how much are we happy about it. Like that, all we will say, mashallah, we got 30 days, but inside in our hearts, how much are we really happy? Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, like that, we all say that this Ramadan was so good, and how I enjoyed it, and the ibadat, etc. Then he says, and it won't happen, so you don't have to worry of a heart attack or something. But he says, if Jibreel alayhi salam came now, and he said that Allah saw that my ummah, they really love this Ramadan, I'm extending it for 10 days. He says, then see how everyone's faces will turn. So anyway, Allah give us the true enjoyment. And this is natural. Insan, what he hopes for, and then something different comes, it's natural. But we should be happy. 5 more namazes we got. Each namaz multiplied by 70. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah in His mercy will accept, inshallah, our ibadat. We know it is rotten, it is weak, it is deficient, it is full of faults. But Allah is so kind, so merciful. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali pointed out, Allah Ma'alusi in his Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani writes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, that Allah has bought from the mu'mineen their lives also and their wealth also. And for what did Allah buy it? What did Allah took that and gave them? Jannah. Then Hazrat used to explain that our nafs is ammara bisu, it is full of evil. Nafs is lawama, nafs is full of evil. Allah brought that dirt from us, Allah brought that waste from us, and our wealth also, today, especially today, and from all along, so much of contamination in our wealth. In our banking accounts, we get involved with interest. We don't take the interest, we take it out. But still, we do get in all our transactions, here and there, all. So all this contaminated and dirt, Allah took that. And in return, Allah Ta'ala gave Jannat. And Jannat, la ayba fiha. No ayb in Jannat. Allah took things from us which are full of faults. And in return, He gave us that which has got no faults whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. The example of this, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that a person who's selling his vegetables, etc., on a street corner. Whole day he sold, the people came, and what were the good things, good quality, that all the people bought, nice apples they took, the nice bananas, all the other vegetables, fruit, everything what was of good that they took. Now, towards the evening when he's going to be closing up, now all that which is not so good now, that is left now. And now a person comes there and tells him, I want to buy this. He will be also surprised that who won? Nobody won. Usually he will give it to the animals to eat, or he give it away to the poor people who can't afford that also. He'll give it away. A person comes and he pays him more than what he the whole day's business. How happy won't that person be? So that is who Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala takes from us all our useless, so merciful, so kind. So our ibadat also, there's five times more namaz. We know the quality of our namaz. And we know that how weak we are in namaz. But Allah Ta'ala will give so much. And for the month of Ramadan, where this is multiplied so much, on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, when we will see all these rewards, then a person will really wish that the whole year should have been Ramadan. And we should have lived under the restrictions of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah had made. And what we are going to get there. As Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that live your life like Ramadan, and your mort will come like Eid. We live on Ramadan, a person who observes Ramadan properly, Eid, he looks forward that today, mashallah, we kept our 29, 30 rozas, made our tilawat, taraweeh, everything. Today Allah gave us this joy, day of joy and happiness. Like that our whole life, if we live it according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, when mort will come, it will come like Eid. And what can be greater for that person? Allah in His fadl granted to all of us, the whole ummah. At that time it is said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, that O soul that is completely at rest. What a wonderful mort. And like that sahabi, when passing away, he says, Fustu wa rabbil Kaaba, I have been successful. That is the real success. Zalikal fawzul azim. That is the real, real success. Not of this dunya, not how much our bank balances are, not what we have got in this dunya. And we shouldn't be fooled with the things of this dunya. First was the time when there was money, was actual gold coins. Gold it was, silver coins it was. Then it got changed, it became leather at one time. And now it is paper. And on this paper also, it used to be written, I promise to pay the bearer, so whatever the value of that is. Now that is also not written. Now it's no more paper also. Now it is just a card, a chip. Now it's not in our control also. Whenever they want to cancel it, it's cancelled. So we shouldn't be fooled with the things of this dunya. And how many countries, Rangoon, Burma, when the government just nationalized everything overnight. Yeah, in right next to us, Mozambique, people went to the shops in the morning and the police, the army was there and you just had to hand over the key. It's no more yours, it belongs to the government now. One time we were in Maputo, Mozambique, and as we were traveling, the driver said, this hotel belonged to us, this building belonged to us, this supermarket belonged to us. Just overnight, nobody, not even overnight, over the minute, they went in the morning and it was all just taken away from them. So this is what this dunya is. Dunya is not a thing to be trusted. It is mata'. It is one explanation of mata'. Ulama give in our simple straightforward language a scropla, that cloth that is used in order to wipe off a dirty cloth for all the dirty work. and you use that just for that little while. This is what this dunya is. Just for the dirty work of this dunya and just for a little while. Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand. Then we will understand that this month of Ramadan, what a month to make up for akhirat. And this was the month for our reformation, to correct ourselves. And this our deen is not, we go in Jamaat 40 days, 4 months, 1 year we spend in Jamaat, and when we come back, now that department is closed. Now back to this lifestyle. We go for Umrah, and there we are. How much Umrahs we are making, how much Ziyarat, how much Ibadat, everything we are doing. As soon Allah save us, before it was many people during the days of Hajj, and that time Hajj they used to go for 6 months from Ramzan, right till Hajj people used to go. They shouldn't shave. But the minute they finish the Hajj, they come to Jeddah airport, again shave the beard also. And no namazes going for Hajj on the plane, etc. No namazes coming back. So we're there, we are very pious. So it mustn't happen that Ramadan, then we were extra, the Farishtas also envied us, that how lot ibadah these people are making. But as soon as now Ramadan is over, all the shayateen are let loose, then again we are the same again. It shouldn't be that we become worse. And O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah is giving us this command here in this dunya, that save yourself and your family also. Save them of the fire of Jahannam. But we don't see the fire of Jahannam yet. But in reality, the fire of Jahannam, every guna is a fire of Jahannam. And our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, explained so beautifully that one of the azabs of Jahannam will be la yamutu fiha wa la yahya, that a person won't die in Jahannam. In Jannat also no death, in Jahannam also no death. And there is no life. You are living but you are not living. Like a person in coma, you can't go and bury the person. He's still living, but he hasn't got life. He can't eat himself. He can't do his toilet. He can't turn his side himself. He can't do anything. And there it won't be a coma, but a person will be in azab all the time. And that life, you can't call it life. That what terrible life. Like we say, what a life that person is. One is, we say, what a life he's enjoying. And one, what a life, what difficulty the person is, how much of problems the person has got. And nobody can imagine what the problems of Jahannam will be. Allah save us all, save the whole of the Ummat, save the whole of humanity. And that is our dua also we must make, our fikr also we must have, that we can't imagine at the moment in the world what difficulties people are going through. How lot of zulm is being made on the people. We can't hear it. How are they going through it? And Jahannam, the azab of Jahannam, how terrible it will be. So yeah, now Allah is telling us, save yourself from that fire. So Hazrat used to say that one of the azab is that a person won't be living and he won't die in Jahannam. So a person who engages in all the amal of Jahannam, all the actions of Jahannam, all the gunas, then in this world also his condition becomes that he's living, but he's got no life. And so what conditions are coming? People say there's nothing to live for. There's no enjoyment in life. Life has become so straitened. Life has become so difficult. Allah save us all. How many people? Marriage problems, financial problems, other arguments and fights people have got, sicknesses people are involved. For the solution of all this, Allah tells us that engage in the amal of Jannat, you will get a life of Jannat in this world. من عمل صالح من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. And yes, Allah has said with great stress, lam ta'akid, noon saqila ta'akid, the kalam of Allah in the Quran Sharif. Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali makes the tarjuma, usko mazedar zindagi. You will have a life of enjoyment. So if we bring the amal of Jannat here, we will get the effects of Jannat here. The actual reward will be there. Here, we get the commission only. commission of good deeds, we'll get it here also. And the actual pay, we will get there. The same way with the amal of Jahannam. If a person engages in those amal, the effects of it will be here. And then there he will go in. Actually, Allah save us all. So this was the month. Alhamdulillah. Whatever, whoever is listening, wherever, then all of us, we do try, and we have tried whatever. But now, coming to the end of, towards the end of Ramadan, let us not become lax. This is a thing which also we have to fight, which is part of our Islah also. That when we come towards the end, we feel relaxed now. And we start taking it easy now. Whereas, al-ibratu bil-khawatim. The whole thing hinges on the end, what the end will be like, what our mort will be like. And as the mort of a person comes, then like we are asked also to make our namaz, one muraqabah, very short, very quick, just before we start namaz, that this is the last namaz of my life. Hopefully if we keep on doing that, the quality of our namaz will improve. So like that, this may be the last Ramadan of my life. We don't know at all whether from our side we are living. Allah give us life for Ramadan's sake. Allah Ta'ala give us our health, etc. Then what the conditions? This year's Ramadan, we all know. Deprived of our masjids, deprived of our taraweeh, the jamaat that we used to have, deprived of our i'tikaf, etc. Deprived of the umrah, of haramain, sharifain. How many things? Allah only knows what will be the future. So we should take it like it's my last moments. And how much I can do, I must do. And also it is Allah's system. That when Allah sees that a person is really genuine, then Allah opens the ways for that person. And all the great missions, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before Nabuwat, he was concerned of the condition of the people, how the people were living, what their lives were. And every Nabi, when they hear, and Allah looks, that when a Nabi, a person, he has got that concern for people, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives Nabuwat to that person, and Allah makes them his Anbiya. So to have the speaker, now nobody will ever become a Nabi, that's right out of the question, but Allah will take that work. So that concern we have, that for the whole of mankind, for our families we have that concern. So in the month of Ramadan, where Allah gave us to, Allah made it such a way, rosas we kept, which is not a small thing. Maybe five times namaz, many people who are not normally five times namaz, but namaz, Ramadan. How many smokers didn't smoke? How many alcoholics didn't drink during the day? We stayed away from it. So Allah made it like that. Now let us carry it on. And also, as one person, Ali, has said very beautifully, if we want our children, our family, Ustad wants his students, Murid, Sheikh wants his Murid, they must be pabund on namaz, the faraiz, then he must be pabund on nawafil. So if we, who have got that little concern, we have to be more concerned. Then the other people will also start coming, falling. Allah works it like that. So we have to be more careful. And we see Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, one side is given the command, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Qumil Layl, in the ibadat of the night. Then for the day, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa Anzir, now warn the people. So that ibadat of the night, it is written, one sheikh in his majlis, the people started talking and like misbehaving and were like rude. So the sheikh's main khadim, he was also said, this never happened. Why is this happening? How come everyone used to sit quiet with respect, wait for Hazrat to come, etc. Today, what's happening here? So then he told the sheikh, Sheikh said, he had some knee problem or some difficulty. And because of the difficulty and pain at night, I couldn't do my ma'amulat. So the effect of it came on the murids. So what we do, it will have a... So those of us that we are, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq, we are outward sunnat we got, may Allah give us the reality of the sunnat, outward namazes we got, Allah give us the reality, but the more we become pabund, the more the other people will benefit also. And this is the wrong attitude, that Allah forgive us all, forgive me, forgive. We don't do anything ourselves and we enforce it on other people. It doesn't work like that. That we want the family to do this, we want the children to do that, while we are negligent ourselves. It doesn't work like that. We have to be pabund also ourselves. So this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave us. So all the things that, though due to the restrictions, we won't be doing many things. But still, let us see that we stay away from all other things. The lifestyle of the non-believers, their, everything of theirs we should try and avoid totally. Bring an Islamic way of life. This is very, very important, to have that that system of Islam within us. Like, for example, you have Zamzam water. Makkah Sharif, Zamzam water. But you put it in a beer bottle. Castle Lager, any other beer bottle. It just doesn't, no matter how much you wash that beer bottle. But that's not a place to put Zamzam water. So the container must also be right, and the contents must also be right. So our container must be also fully Islamic. And then the contents must be also Islamic, Dini, and Sunnah, according to Sunnah. So now with the ending of Ramadan, we made whatever ibadats, we are making our du'as also, appreciate the last few moments. They are very crucial, very critical, spend them correctly. And then also all these things in our lives also, and today we are in contact with the family also all the time. And we are in itikaf, seclusion it was supposed to be, that we don't have any contact with anyone but with Allah Ta'ala. As people have prepared beautiful these stickers for the masjid doors also, that put off your clothes, your contact with the world, with the mobile, and start your contact with Allah Ta'ala. So the whole of Ramadan, itikaf especially, was that women folk who are sitting for itikaf, men who are in itikaf, whether many men are sitting at home also in itikaf with the restrictions, etc. So whatever. So with all that now, towards the end, let us see that our thoughts also are more towards Allah Ta'ala, more towards Akhirat, our actions also more towards Deen, more towards the Sunnahs, bringing more of Deen into our lives. And Deen, like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when you look for a girl to marry, then fazfar bidhati deen. Become successful by looking for a girl who has got deen in her. Not a girl that has got ilm in her. Or a girl looks for a boy to marry, many girls will say, I want an alim. Alim will say, I want an alima. But the Hadith says, look for deen. So that is important. The person might have a lot of knowledge of deen. But deen itself, is that in our lives or not? So that is important. One very pious lady, she tells her family regularly that she is deen coming into our lives or is deen going out of our lives. Especially now on Eid's day, when the families usually get together, then parda is not observed. So is deen coming into our lives or is deen going out of our lives? Sunnats are trampled upon on the day of Eid also. So is deen coming into our lives or is deen going out of our lives? So in all things we should see. And a person, when he will have this concern and worry, he will be treated, regarded as a very different person, that he's like an old-fashioned person or his thinking is not right or something. But we don't really have to worry also. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bada al-Islamu ghariba wa say'udu ila al-ghuraba fatuba lil-ghuraba. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. That when deen started also, the people were surprised how they're making istinja also. That it was a different way. And many people still make a mockery of this. And sadly, many Muslim people, they will also make a mockery out of the istinja, out of the beard, out of the basics of deen. But Allah's Nabi gives glad tidings, that they are glad tidings for those people. So now this Ramadan that we had passed, whatever Allah Ta'ala gave us, let us see, collect it, put it together now. Like a person who went there, to some country where you make money easily, quickly you make money. Now when he's coming home, he's putting everything together. He's not leaving it behind there. And he brings it all back home again. So all what we have acquired, let us put it together now and take it with us into the rest of the year, into the rest of our lives, in all aspects, whether it is our dressing, whether it is our mixing on the day of Eid and after Eid, whether it is any and everything else, our lifestyle, our clothing, what we eat, etc. Also we should say, very, very important, what food we eat. That also we have to consider, it has a great effect on a person. The company we keep, that also has got a great effect. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with all these, accept our Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala perpetuate the good effects of Ramadan and make it a source of our hidayat, our this last 10 days. This is also what we should make lot of dua, that Allah sets us free from the fire of Jahannam. For us, our parents, our family who have passed away, who are living, Allahumma ij'alna min uttaqai shahri Ramadan. Make us of those people, our abaina, our ummahatina, our mothers, our fathers, everyone. Allah sets us free from the fire of Jahannam and from the ways of the people of Jahannam. All their lifestyle, all their ways, Allah sets us free and gives us the lifestyle of Jannat and the people of Jannat. Allah bring that into our lives. May Allah be kind to us, merciful, accept from us, forgive us, and Allah shower more of His mercies upon us, our families, the whole ummah. Allah guide the whole of humanity, jinn and man, all of us. Allah be pleased with us by His mercy and kindness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.